Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v RŠ intervjuju. Ura je odbila 18. tudi na frekvenci 89,3 MHz UKV stereo, kjer se nam bo pridružila princesa Acid in Electro teme iz Hamburga Helena Hauff. Za Heleno ste morda slišali preko neizogibnih Boiler Room ali Resident Advisor podcasta, tudi večji in tudi bolj korpo. Blogi so Heleno ujeli potem, ko se je razširil glas o njenih presenetljivo izkušenih, darkarskih in predvsem mojstrsko izpeljanih DJ setih in njenem večeru Birds and Other Instruments v kultnem hamburškem klubu Golden Poodle, ki ga je precej manj kot kakšnega Berheina, obenem pa je tudi bistveno bolj umazan in nepredvidljiv, podobno kot produkcija in DJ seti Helene Hauff, ki jo je še pred omenjenimi blogi ujel Actress, razvpiti britanski elektronski avtor, ki se veliko vrti tudi po valovih Radija Študent. No, Actress jo je potem, ko je slišal DJ-at v Pudlu, povabu naj otvori večer, kjer je predstavil svojo zadnjo ploščo Ghettoville. Helena Hauff sicer koplje po bolj olnatih in temačnih rovih, za približne koordinate intervjuja naštejmo založbe Bunker oziroma Panzerkreuz, pa Actressov Work Discs v kolaboraciji Black Sides, pa tudi na Pen. Skratka, gre za bolj avanturistično tehno, elektro, acid in wave in post-punk raziskovalko, ki kani drevi nastopiti na petem dogodku festivala Styropor, tokrat v kolaboraciji z Lost Tapes, torej še z Lauko in Šraufom v Channel Zero. Hi Helena, welcome to the Radio Waves of Radio Student. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you. Are you still recovering from the weekend? Because your DJ schedule looks pretty tight lately.
It is, but I had a weekend off and it was quite relaxing actually. It was good.
Great.
I'm feeling fine.
Great. Has playing so many different venues and crowds lately changed the way you approach your DJ sets and maybe your night series, Birds and Other Instruments at Golden Poodle?
Yeah, I still have my night at the Golden Poodle, but just like once a month or every other month. And I kind of like stopped inviting other DJs. I just DJ with local DJs. But I really enjoy that actually.
Okay, so what is the concept behind this night series?
There is no concept really. It's just I used to invite people that I really like, and I let them play for as long as they wanted to. One of the best sets so far was definitely Mick Wills. He played a 4-hour set non-stop. Okay. That was amazing. But there is no real concept. It's just like stuff I like, and that's it. There you go.
So what is the music policy, or what do you like being played at this series?
Well, as you can imagine, I'm into more like rough and raw techno stuff and electro, so that's the kind of thing I like to hear at my parties. I also like a lot of new wave, cold wave stuff from the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And some acid rock, maybe some psychedelic rock. Okay. As well.
So when did you start DJing? Is the Golden Poodle your first residency?
Yeah, I started DJing at the Golden Poodle. I played a couple of times at other bars in Hamburg before I DJed there for the first time. But it's definitely the place that I started it, and that I learned how to DJ it. And it's a great place to start, because you've got all the freedom in the world to play whatever you want. And if you can't mix or can't DJ at all, no one really cares. It's like they won't stop you DJing if you can't DJ. So you can learn pretty good, pretty much. It's a cool place. It's amazing.
Okay, sounds perfect. Your musical upbringing is not the usual DJ producer PR cliche. If I understood correctly,
yeah.
You didn't use YouTube, you haven't been in touch with music other than borrowing records from your local library.
Up till 2007, I didn't have a computer, yeah. So I got my first computer and yeah, it was 2007. And up till then, I just went to the local library and borrowed CDs and stuff and recorded them onto cassette tape.
Okay.
I suppose it's quite late to get your first computer. 2007 is.
So which records from the library had the biggest impact?
A huge impact had Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
I loved Queens of the Stone Age.
They just played Ljubljana a few days ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Excellent. Then Radioactive Man.
Okay.
I loved Radioactive Man. Actually, I think I bought that CD.
Really?
I think I found it
What's the favorite track?
I can't remember the track names. I'm really bad with track names in general. I can't even remember my own ones. So, that was two records that I remember. And The Cure, I love The Cure.
Okay.
Stockhausen.
Okay.
It's just like really random selection, I suppose. But that's what I remember.
So. Would you agree that your DJ and production style is a result of sort of an isolation?
Maybe, but...
Because it seems like you're coming more from an, I don't know, industrial background than from a techno background.
I'm definitely coming more from like a rock background than from a techno background.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of like... As I said, Queens of the Stone Age or like Caius or Loop or stuff like that. But I always liked the more, a bit less clean sound, a bit more undergroundish sounding things. Well, but when I got my computer in 2007, now it's not that I was isolated anymore. So when I started to DJ, I had all the access to everything, like everyone else. So I think it's a bit of both. Like coming from that isolated background, listening to a random selection of stuff from the library, and being interested in a lot of different things.
And then
almost.
Mm-hmm. And then stepping into the World Wide Web in 2007. So since you were talking about this rough, fierce sound, I also noticed that your Electro Top 10 YouTube mixtape is really fierce. I was wondering from which side did you start discovering Electro? Was it like more of the Detroit classics, or was it from The Hague and from that side?
That's quite interesting. I think it was a bit of both. Like the first thing was definitely Draxia.
Okay.
But around the time that I discovered Draxia, I got into Unit Mobius as well, and into that kind of The Hague, Holland, Electro and Acid. So it was both.
Cool. Your sound is very raw, jamming, of course dark, but also very similar to your DJ expression. So was the move to production natural, and what equipment do you use?
It was a natural process, I think. It was just like I wanted to figure out how you actually produce yourself. It was like, what do you have to do to make a track? And I had no idea, so I thought, okay, I don't really want to do it with a computer, because my knowledge isn't that good when it comes to computer, as you can imagine. It's like I've never had connection to them really, so I thought, okay, I have to buy some some machines, and I bought I got an MPC, an MPC 2000, and I bought a 303, mm-hmm. and I started to make acid, and it came quite, yeah. I just really enjoyed messing around with those machines, and then I got into in touch with F Sharp X, my colleague, my friend from Black Sites, and we kind of like started producing together and figuring out how to use the machines together. That was quite inspiring, working together at the beginning.
So do you have like a favorite record store in Hamburg, or do you mostly buy online with the computer?
Both. I buy a lot of records at Discogs and Clone Records or Boomcat or stuff like that. But I've got a record shop in Hamburg that I really like. It's called Freiheit und Rosen, and it's actually in my street. I can see it from my window, which is quite cool. So I buy a lot there. And we've got quite a few nice record shops in Hamburg, actually. So it's both.
Great. You once mentioned in an interview that the whole club and also the crowd is a part of the performance. Do you think people are losing this sense for clubbing as a community thing, experience?
I don't know. It depends on the club, definitely. Some clubs are just not the kind of place where you have that community, where you can create that community feeling, just because they are too big or too clean, or I'm not 100% sure what it needs for a club to create that, but it's definitely I played a few gigs in the recent months that they've been like amazing, and they've been like that. I had the feeling of it's just like a big family. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice, because Friday is a big, dirty, sticky family. So, how's the release schedule looking like?
I've got a 12-inch single coming out on Lux Rec. It's a label from Zurich. In a couple of months. And a record on Solar One Music, a record label from Germany. And I'm working on a record for Work Discs, but that's not going to be out before February next year. And I made a couple of remixes and stuff. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, so could you recommend maybe any records of late that you particularly enjoyed to our listeners?
Yeah, I can recommend one. It's Cute Heels on Dark Entries.
Okay.
An amazing record. That's one of my favorites right now. And what else? Oh. I have to think.
No worries, one is enough, thanks. What have you, for the last question, what have you prepared for the gig? Will you be taking the weird suitcase or the banging suitcase?
Maybe both, huh?
Yes.
A bit of weird stuff and then like banging stuff.
Yeah, sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Okay, Helena, thanks for your time again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Takole, to je bil RS intervju s Heleno Hauf, ki jo je nadlegoval Tilen, vi pa jo lahko nadlegujete drevi na festivalu Stiropor v Channel Zero, kjer lahko tudi kupite kakšen vinil za borih 15 evričev in podprete novo založbo. To je to. sedaj vas prepuščamo žametnim rokam tehnika Luke in svilnati opremi Kristijana Kopača.
Intervju Radija Študent.